Good evening. This is Shabashachi Bhattacharya with regional news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off 3 Vande Bharat trains tomorrow afternoon through video conferencing. Realizing the vision of Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat, the state of the art, Vande Bharat Express will improve connectivity on 3 routes: Meerut, Lucknow, Madurai, Bengaluru and Chennai, Nagarkoil. These new Vande Bharat trains will provide people with world-class means of travel, offering speed and comfort. A team of the Indigenous Faith and Cultural Society of Arunachal Pradesh, IFCSFP, called on Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men on Thursday and reiterated its demand for early implementation of the Arunachal Pradesh Freedom of Religion Act 1978. It stated that the act will not only safeguard the indigenous people but also the sentiments of every religious follower in the state. The society also highlighted various schemes and activities under SGATA, suggesting involving of the Indigenous Affairs Department and the Indigenous Affairs Council in the implementation of schemes for the welfare of the state's tribal people. The Deputy CM's attention was drawn on issues like endorsement of the Gurukul model of school of every community and including the Gurukul model in the state education policy. The Deputy CM called for enhanced collaboration between all community-based indigenous faith organizations to ensure that the cultural heritage of all communities is celebrated and preserved for future generations. He also assured of all possible assistance in order to strengthen and documentation of the research wing under the IFCSFP. In a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that direct flights from Guwahati to Itanagar are now available with Alliance Air 4 times a week from Guwahati and 3 times a week from Itanagar. This boost in regional connectivity makes travel easier and supports growth in Arunachal Pradesh, he added. Education Minister P.D. Sona today inaugurated the newly constructed Arunachal Press Club APC Library at the APC campus, Itanagar. On the occasion, Mr. Sona asked the journalists, especially the young ones, to capitalize it to the most for doing research work. Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society President Y.D. Thongchi, on the occasion, suggested APC to approach the state research department and collect a copy of all the books published by it on the state's culture, history and other diverse topics. This would refine the works of the journalists, he said. The National Research Center on Peak Guwahati conducted a one-day research extension farmers interface meeting and input distribution program under tribal sub-plan in collaboration with Krishi Vigyan Kendra Tawang at the community hall Kidfell today. 1,000 bags of animal feed and 250 milk canes were distributed to the participating farmers. Meanwhile, the 7th Hangpan Dada Memorial Trophy under 16 football and volleyball competitions for Tawang District concluded today at Tawang. The district champions will now advance to the state-level competitions scheduled to be held in Namsai next month. A prize distribution ceremony for which quiz contests conducted as part of Independence Day celebration was held at the Bambusa Library, Teju, today. The prizes to the winners were distributed by the DDSC Lohit Tungam Nyodu. In a speech, the DDSC emphasized on reading habit among the student community and lauded the senior volunteers and reader activists of the library for promoting reading habits among government school students by a range of activities and hand-holding with other agencies. 42 students from class 7 to 12 from 11 schools received prizes in 3 rounds of oral quiz and 1 round of written quiz contests. Hockey India has announced that the Women's Asian Champions Trophy 2024 will begin at Rajgir in Bihar from 11th November this year. The event, a joint effort between Hockey India and the Bihar government, will take place at the Rajgir Hockey Stadium from 11th to 20th November. Asian Hockey Federation President Dato Fumio Ogura has announced that the 8th Women's Asian Champions Trophy will be held in India. Last year, Hockey Jharkhand hosted the Women's Asian Champions Trophy in Ranchi, where India emerged as the champion. Besides the defending champion India, reigning Olympic silver medalists China, Japan, Korea, Malaysia and Thailand are expected to participate in this tournament. At the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, India's Abani Lekra clinched gold in the women's 10-meter air rifle event, while Mona Agarwal took the bronze. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.